previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Shawn Mendes and Summer of Love on Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne and Charlie T. 8:20 now over the past, we're going into day number 6 now. And you, one of the people that have experienced no water.
Yeah,
am I right?
The areas, yeah.
So the western suburbs of Nelson Mandela Bay, no water at all. People are now starting to get frustrated. Very little communication, some people claim. So we have on the line MMC for Infrastructure and Engineering, MMC Boyeye, joins us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Despite all the problems, but we have to soldier on. Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Thank you. So some residents, as I've just mentioned, have had no water for, we're going to day number 6 now. Tell us why this is, MMC.
If I may, maybe have context to it, and the metro system is experiencing severe drought, and this affects the distribution of water. The western dams of this are very low, and traditionally these would have got water from the western dam. The metro, in mitigating the risk, has rezoned the western areas to the water treatment systems. This means that we have one dedicated water system to the western suburbs. Any failure of the system would mean that the system collapses. And we had the, come to your question, we had a pipe failure on one of our bulk schemes near Joe's Lovell on the 23rd of September 2021. This meant that we had to have an emergency repair on the pipe. This pipe is primarily supplied to Chelsea, which supplied the western areas. With the isolation of the pipe for repair, the Chelsea reservoir got depleted. Hence, we had to have the outages that have gone on for so long.
MMC, what are the solutions that are in place to resolve this current problem right now?
As I said, that the pipe repair started on the 23rd, and it got completed on the 24th. However, a secondary leak was discovered. All these repairs were done on the 24th of September in the evening. The filling of the line started immediately on the 24th in the evening. Now, with the Chelsea reservoir empty, it meant that it was going to take long to fill the reservoir and to restore water to all affected areas. The rest of the 20 feet, the pumps at Stanford were pumping 66 million liters per day. This water being pumped was not adequate to meet the demand of the zone. And this meant that more water disruption were experienced. So what is being done now is we are transporting water through water trucks, and water trucks are deployed into various areas. And we would advise or maybe plead with the residents to go and to all municipal social pages and see the exact areas where they can get these water trucks on. The second issue is that we have to repair another bed that was subsequently discovered also in the Chelsea River bed on the 27th of September. This bed was placing limitation on the pumping of water from Stanford to Chelsea. So the municipality is looking to reconfigure its operation to resolve the problem in the short term. That is what that is what's currently happening.
A lot of residents expressing frustration in terms of communication. So you did mention that they can go onto Facebook, and there is a Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality Facebook page with updates that are going out daily. My question to you, MMC, when can residents expect to have water supply restored again?
Look, yesterday we had a meeting with the officials, myself, the executive mayor came to come back, and we were dealing with the problem. And our target is that by Wednesday, all residents should have water by tomorrow. But we are receiving reports that already some areas are starting to get water as we speak. So there's been quite a lot of improvement from yesterday up to now. And we have seen that in the airport zone, the reservoir levels have increased to just almost 16%, meaning that that zone now has water. The Chelsea zone, with the discovery of the pipe, the maintenance are still ongoing, but the reservoir is already at 8.6% this morning. And so there is progress, and we anticipate that most areas will have water today, but tomorrow is a definite, but that all areas would get water by tomorrow. That's the feedback that we have. And that's the position that was agreed upon with the engineers to make sure that by tomorrow there's no excuse. All residents should have water. All these problems that we are currently facing, the bursting of pipes and all other problems should be resolved, and the water should water supply should be restored to all parts of the city.
All right, thanks for the clarity. MMC for Infrastructure and Engineering for Nelson Mandela Bay, MMC Boyer, thank you for taking our call this morning.
Thank you very much, sir.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.